The 2000 election, and Florida in particular, showed cracks in our voting process. But voting troubles weren't limited to the Sunshine State and weren't limited to the year 2000. Staff attorney Kara Feinman from the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights explains.
I think after the 2000 election, people got angry and realized that people always knew that there were problems with voting, and there were always, you know, there was awareness about intimidation tactics, but I don't think there was awareness on a very large scale.
The 2000 election might be history, but its problems continue to hamper us today, and new troubles have arisen.
A big issue that we're dealing with this year because of the 2000 election is voter confidence. And people just don't have confidence that their vote is going to be counted or counted accurately.
But the 2000 election isn't the only problem. Often, minority and impoverished voters are the victims of misinformation and intimidation. In 1993, signs were heavily posted in New York, falsely warning Hispanic voters that immigration officials would be waiting at the polls. In 2002, flyers distributed in Louisiana gave voters the wrong date for a special election. In Baltimore in 2002, signs were posted falsely warning that parking tickets and rent needed to be paid before voting. Massachusetts has also had problems. A 2003 MIT report estimates that 120,000 votes were lost in Massachusetts in 2000 due to election practices and technologies. Massachusetts voters have also been misinformed. MassVote statewide director Atiyah Dangleben explains.
The most reported was last year in Boston's Chinatown neighborhood, for example, when elderly Chinese voters asked for help translating the ballot, and they were actually told who to vote for by campaign personnel.
So what's being done? One recent change in our voting process is the Help America Vote Act of 2002. Secretary of State spokesman Brian McNiff explains how some of the changes affect Massachusetts.
There were two changes. One was the state overall has changed from the lever-type voting machines to having optical scan voting machines or paper. That was as a result of the HAVA Act. And the other is the requirement that if you register for the first time, either first-time voter or first-time in Massachusetts, you have to show identification when you register, or if you register by mail and didn't provide identification, then when you first vote, you have to show identification. And that the ID establishes where you live. In other words, you could have a bill that has your address on it, that sort of thing.
Another major change from the Help America Vote Act is the creation of provisional ballots. If there is a question about your eligibility at the polls, you can fill out a provisional ballot. Registration is then verified after the election to see if the vote should be counted. The question with provisional ballots is, will they be counted? Kara Feinman explains.
The problem with provisional ballots is that they're often not counted for a number of reasons. In some states, they have very restrictive laws where provisional ballots are counted only if you cast it in the correct polling place. You know, if you have a question about whether you're registered to vote in one precinct or another and you cast it at the wrong precinct, it's going to be thrown out. Other issues with provisional ballots, if you don't sign them, if you don't fill out all of the information correctly, in most states, they're discarded. There was a primary election in Chicago a few weeks ago, and out of 5,900 provisional ballots cast, 5,300 of them were thrown out.
So is the Help America Vote Act helping? Atiyah Dangleben isn't sure.
I think it remains to be seen exactly how, if indeed the Help America Vote Act actually helps Americans. So, well, you know, that's yet to be seen. It has its give and take.
Independent groups are also working to educate voters and monitor polls. One of these is the Election Protection Coalition. The coalition is bringing together a wide array of nonprofit and nonpartisan groups to educate voters and monitor polling places. Participating groups include the NAACP, the League of Women Voters, Rock the Vote, and the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights. In Massachusetts, the League of Women Voters has created a Voters' Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights tells voters in plain language what they can and cannot do at the polls. Massachusetts has adopted the bill as an official declaration of voters' rights. On Election Day, the Lawyers Committee will provide 6,000 legal volunteers to provide assistance to voters nationwide. Kara Feinman explains.
We're organizing lawyers and law students across the country to do several things. The law students were organizing to be at the polls on Election Day, again in targeted minority communities, to distribute the Voter Bill of Rights card and to be there as a resource if voters have questions, if they encounter problems. And then we have mobile field attorneys who basically will rove a certain minority community to make sure that there are no problems. And if there are problems in the field, the poll watchers, the volunteer law students, would contact the mobile field attorney to follow up, to talk to the poll workers. And we're also prepared to file any litigation that may need to be filed on an emergency basis on Election Day.
This wouldn't be the first time the Lawyers Committee got involved in an election lawsuit. In 2000, they served as lead counsel in a class action suit in Florida on behalf of black voters. Another group working in Massachusetts is MassVote. Statewide director Atiya Dengelben explains their goals.
It's twofold. It's making sure that voters have the opportunity to vote fairly and freely without misinformation and intimidation, and also monitoring the implementation of those new federal laws to see how they work in Massachusetts in urban areas specifically.
If you have trouble voting on Election Day, you can call the state's Election Division hotline at 1-800-462-VOTE. You can also call the Election Protection Hotline at 1-866-OUR-VOTE. If you'd like more information or you'd like to volunteer, you can also visit the Election Protection website at www.electionprotection2004.org, or you can visit the MassVote website at www.massvote.net. For You Are Here, I'm Craig Nichols.